broadcasting live from the West End Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts, for Vistage Executive Summit 2015. It's CEO exclusive. Now, here's your host, Soyini Koch.
Welcome. We're broadcasting live from the Vistage Executive Summit in Boston, and I'm delighted to have with me in this segment David Barbato, CEO of Talent Retriever. And David, we always start the show off by asking, what are trends in your industry that you think other CEOs who want to retrieve talent need to know?
It's a great question, and thank you for having me today. We're definitely, especially here in the Northeast, seeing a very tight labor market.
We've been hearing about that all day today.
Yeah, I'm sure. And our one of our target areas is we work with a lot of high growth companies. So, for instance, technology firms that are growing beyond their own abilities, that are doubling and tripling in size. We work with them across the organization. So, with that, we see a tightening labor pool, not only in sales, but in engineering, operations, finance. The interesting thing, though, is candidates in the marketplace are interested in learning about opportunities. So it is an active market, much different than when we were coming out of the downturn in 08, where you had candidates that were employees were a little more frightened. They were more hunkered down and they didn't want to give up what they had for an opportunity. Now you're here. People are open to listening. They're open to hearing about opportunities. So it's a vibrant market.
Mm-hmm. So in a interview, somebody said that if they could hire up to 50 people if they could find the talent. Mm-hmm. What are your recommendations for CEOs who are dealing with, I have, all these open spaces and I can't find the right people for them?
Couple things. One, they've got to really understand how to leverage their internal employee networks, more so than just putting a referral plan in place where they're paying we'll give X dollars if you refer somebody, but really trying to identify, with social media being the way it is, your employees know a lot of people. They've worked with a number of people in the past. Getting them to think differently about their networks and how to get them to come to almost gamify the employee referral plan and ideas around how to get them more motivated and engaged in that process. Mm-hmm. Another thing is really knowing the message, really honing in on what it is that you're providing to people as an opportunity within that organization. Really knowing that what you're presenting to them, you need to sell to them, and those candidates that are coming in to talk to you are looking at you and interviewing you just as much as you're interviewing them in this market. Mm-hmm. So you have to have your processes really well defined. You have to be able to kind of manage through that cycle, that life cycle of hiring very, very well in a tight time frame.
And how many people do you have working at your company?
We're about 30 people right now.
And you've been named one of the best places to work by the Boston Business Journal a couple times. Mm-hmm. Why? What have you done that has actually made you a great place to work?
It all comes back to, we're only as good as the people that we have. We're a services business. So if the team of people that we have working for us isn't good and strong, then we're not worth our salt. We value the people that we have. We put a lot of things in place for retention as well and ways to keep the job fun and exciting. We have a lot of tools in place for collaboration and teamwork. And we have our core values, which is to collaborate, overachieve, respect and educate. And that educate is a big thing. We want to make sure that people feel like they're learning, they're continuing to enhance their skills and improve on what they're doing. And the respect piece is big as well. We feel we need to respect one another and bringing an environment together like that. I think that's what's helped us to attract good people and keep them.
And collaborate, overachieve, respect, and educate.
Yeah.
Those are some big, beautiful words. But all too often you see the mission statement or the vision statement or the culture, whatever, on the wall. And I think, what was it, like integrity and values or whatever was like Enron's, Enron's core values. How do you have, collaborate, overachieve, respect, and educate go from these beautiful statements that the CEO makes on a radio show mm-hmm. to being things that actually live and breathe in, inside the lives of your employees.
Yeah, I think a couple of things. One, you need to make sure we're talking about them all the time. They can't just be things that live on a wall. They have to be things that the organization's actually employing and doing. And people have to see that. They have to see that, you know, respect means not only do we respect one another and that we respect clients, but that we look for respect in return from them. So, you know, if they see a challenging situation, how do we handle that? How do we manage through that and keeping that in place, educating, you know, really knowing that there is a platform there for them to learn and enhance, and how do we do that, and getting them involved in that as well. So each of these things, for instance, one of the things that we do is we have a weekly meeting with our team. In that meeting, a lot of times we'll actually have somebody bring in an example of one of these core values, something that has either happened as an organization, something that the team has done, something that they can kind of highlight and say, hey, here's an example of something that we did recently that that kind of highlights this core value and how we used it as a company.
And so you want to share with us a good example of any of these values and how these values are actually taking shape in your company?
Yeah, sure. You know, we do on Educate, for instance, we do weekly lunch and learns. And that's not something that I'm even involved in anymore. Even as a 30-person company, we have people that will actually take the ball and say, hey, this week on Thursday, I want to do a lunch and learn on X. And it could be, you know, any number of business topics. It could even be something, you know, a couple of our recruiters had said, geez, we talk a lot about recruiting, education on how we recruit. But, you know, there's domain expertise that we'd like to get more involved in. I'm not a tech recruiter per se. I've been doing more sales, but I'd love to learn more about technology. So, you know, a week or so ago, they had this whole thing on, I think it was on SaaS. But it was pretty cool. And they had, you know, someone that was kind of an expert in that area provide the content and talk through it. And it was a little different. But again, it was that whole notion of this is something they've taken hold of. They enjoy. We'll buy lunch. We don't care about that because they're having fun with it. And, we love to see people take hold of that type of stuff and kind of make that their own.
What are the biggest challenges that you're facing at Talent Retriever right now?
I would say a couple things. One, as we're growing and building the model, and we've been doing this for 11 years, we've seen we've come out of we've been through that whole downturn period and now back on a nice trajectory of growth. But one of the things is in building business value and in enhancing the business and growing it, really documenting our systems, documenting our processes, building things that are actual systems so that regardless of who's there on any given day, that we're assuring that same process or system that we've identified that works well is happening throughout the organization, especially as we start to grow. We've recently opened a New York office. Mm. We're looking at national expansion in other cities as well. To do that, we need to make sure that the things that we're doing here are happening in other locations. That's one big, I don't know if I'd call it a challenge, but it's a big, high on our list right now.
Mm-hmm. And so we're at the executive summit. And you have access to these 200 people. How are you using them to either address that challenge or some of the other challenges that you're having in your business?
The Vistage experience, I've been involved for 3 years now, and it's been excellent. Just looking at it from a micro of my group that I'm in, knowing that there are people that have been through so many challenges that I'm facing, or even thinking of things that I'm not thinking of today, as they know kind of where I'm looking to go with my business, and they start to bring up challenges they've had that they experienced when they were at that stage is extremely helpful. Also just having that sounding board, having some people that will just listen and kind of go through a process with you to get a better understanding of the issues you're having. That's the thing I love today. The morning session today was excellent. Just getting that view from Alan on kind of where we're going as an economy and really having that expert vision was very helpful.
And so where is your company going?
we have a process we went through the end of last year where we wrote this, you know, vision statement with a group of us in the organization. Our leadership team pulled this together. And one of the things we want to do is we want to make the Inc. 500. We're not there yet, but that's one of our overarching goals. And the reason for that is we feel like, hey, if we're getting that kind of recognition that really shows us expanding nationally, building the model, and having this be something that's really being utilized, not just on a regional basis, but throughout the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And so we've talked a little bit about your core, your values. How would you describe your culture, and how does your leadership, you know, reinforce that culture?
I know a lot of people say that they work in fun environments. I do think it's a fun environment. It's very open, though. When we say about collaboration, if you were to walk into our offices, there's no cubes. It's all desks that are in a very open space. Matter of fact, when we interview people, we bring them in and say, we want you to realize, you know, how close you're going to be sitting with others. And it's not because we're trying to be cheap with the space, but it's because we want that whole idea of, you know, if you're having a challenge and you're trying to solve it independently, you're only as smart as what you have between your ears. But if you're bringing in others to help you with that, you're as smart as the entire room. And we have people that also, you know, we have a virtual model that we employ also. So we have about 10 people that actually don't come into the office. We actually have people in 8 different states. Our tools and technology allow them to collaborate as well. But we do things like Fun T-Shirt Friday, and even those folks that are virtual, they'll take selfies of the selfies and send them in. And, you know, there'll be these emails going around showing people, you know, working with weird and crazy shirts on and stuff like that. It's an enjoyable place. We try to make it something where life is short. You need to have fun.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking a couple of your precious moments out of your Vistage Executive Summit to spend it with us on the air today.
I very much enjoyed it. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.